Good evening. How's everybody doing? Good, good. That's the thing. We're on top of the dirt. Breath is in our lungs, and more importantly, God's got a purpose for you. But you know, I start out tonight, and all I can say is, we did it. We made it through 2019. Hallelujah. I mean, you're glad it's over with. Woo. Well, I got to get two hands on that one. Man, 2019, we made it through another year. We can look back and say, we did it. The only problem is as we keep making through years, it's like the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Oh, man, you look back and, you know, I'm kind of a nostalgic person. I like to look at, you know, back in the past and learn different things. And, you know, I was sitting the other day, I was thinking, man, 20 years ago, and I was thinking about 20 years ago, and I was thinking about the 1980s. And then I looked at a calendar, and 20 years ago was not the 1980s. It was not the 1990s either. And then I felt old. And I realized it was 2000. And I realized there's a whole bunch of people I know that was born after that year. And then I really felt old. Oh, man. But, like I said, I love looking at the past. I love learning from the past. Because, as a wise man once said, if you don't learn from your past, you're bound to repeat it. You know, you're going to repeat the same mistakes if you don't look back every so often. Every so often. Not all the time. Every so often. So as we look back at 2019, and many of us here are glad that it's over with, you know, it was a year of highs and lows and ups and downs, joys and triumphs, and broken hearts. You know, I laughed, I cried, I got the t-shirt, and I'm glad it's over with. See, how was your 2019? How was your, well, 2019 also marks the end of what? A whole entire decade. How was your 2010s? Was it good? Did you make good choices all the time? Yeah, I see Brother Michael saying, I'm right there with you, brother. If you're honest, you're going to say, I didn't always make the right choices. But the thing is, though, that part of our story has already been written. It's already over with. That chapter is done. The ink's dry. It's done. No matter how much we would like to change certain things, and how much we would, no matter how much money we would pay to change things, it's over with. It's done. You can't go back. Isaiah 43:18 says what? It says, remember not the former things. What that's saying is there, stop worrying about the past, because the past is the past for a reason. The past is dead and gone. But it's important to learn from our past, but it's important not to live there. I've met a lot of people in my lifetime that they live entirely in the past. What I mean is they carry all of that past with them. They can tell you every hurt, every heartache, every time they cried, they carry that with them as they go forward. And they live there. When they get alone and begin to look at their life, they begin to replay those old records. All those times that your lady was mean to you, your truck broke down, and your dog ran off. Every country song ever. See, it's important to learn from the past, look back at it every so often, but stop living there. Amen. Don't live there. You can't live in a house in the past. And the other thing, your past has formed who you are. Stop regretting your bad choices. Because if your past has built the building blocks of who you are right now, right now. And if things were different, you would be a different person. And you know what? I love you just how you are. I wouldn't change any of you because you are who you are and you're an important part of the body of Christ. See, that's the thing. Stop regretting the past. Forget the former things. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Get over your past. If you've been gone for a long time, like my brother back here said earlier, don't matter. You're here now. You're here now. We love you right here. I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't care what you did last week. And more importantly, God doesn't care. When you say, I'm sorry, God, I'm giving it to you, he says, it's gone. I'm going to take it as far as the east is from the west. I'm going to blot out every wrong thing that you've done. I love you today. Today. See, that's the greatest thing about God. He loves us no matter our yesterday. But see, the most important thing we can do as a wise bluefish once said, just keep swimming. Keep swimming forward. For those of you who didn't get that reference, that's a Finding Nemo reference. If you've never watched the movie, please take some time and do so. Because it will change your life. It's got a good message. But see, said, just keep swimming. Always moving forward, not backward. Forward into the things of God. In Luke 9:62, Jesus told them, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I read that and I'm like, what is he talking about? What he's saying there is if you're going to put your hand to the things of God, stop looking back. Because the more time you look back, the more chance you are going to go back to where you were. To the things of old. Because when you do things, old things are comfortable. I've got a couple old pairs of jeans that are just, I've worn them in. They got holes in them. But man, they're the most comfortable articles I own. See, they're comfortable. Comfort. Old things can bring comfort. But not all old things are good for us today. Not all old things should be with us in the present. See, Philippians 3:12. Love this. Paul is speaking here to the church in Philippi. And he's saying, in Philippians 3:12 through 14, it says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection. But I do what? I press on. I press on to possess that perfection which Christ first possessed in me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. I'm not there yet. I haven't made it to perfection, but I'm going towards that goal. But he says, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Forgetting the past. Your past is your past for a reason. And your present is a present from God. Think about that. See, he says, yeah, focus. Forgetting the past. Forgetting all of those things. I'm going to stop looking at them so I don't get tempted to go back. See, when the times get hard, you want something that comforts you. When time gets hard, they call it comfort food for a reason. There's just something about some biscuits and gravy. No matter how bad a day you're having, it'll get you into Jesus right there. Maybe I'm the only one. Get you a nice little piece of fried chicken too. See, it's comfort food. Comfort. See, when you have a problem, you want to run back to the comfort. Just like the children of Israel when they were, God delivered them out of Egypt. And they're trekking through the desert. And they're trekking and they're trekking and they keep going. And they say to Moses, why have you brought me out here in the desert? At least in Egypt I had meat. I had food. See, back in Egypt they got whooped every day. They were slaves. They were saying, I'd rather go back to what is comfortable. I'd rather be a slave to the things of old than get a little uncomfortable up here. See, it's all about pressing forward, looking forward to the things of God. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. See, there's a prize at the end of the race. There's a prize if we keep pressing on. That prize is the promise that when it's all said and done, we're going to be with Jesus in heaven. That on that day, when he shows up to take us home, there's not going to be any more heartache. There's not going to be any more hurt. There's not going to be any more thinking about your past. It's all going to be praising Jesus. See, we press on towards that. Stop living in the past. I keep repeating that because I feel like that's so important. Stop living where you used to live. You're not going that way anymore. Whew. Keep looking forward. 2020 is laid out for us like a blank page that's yet to be written. A blank page is set before us looking forward into the year of 2020. See, we talked about our past is already written. It's done. The ink's dry. We can't change it. We can change the future. We can change our 2020. Because see, it's all about the value of time and the importance of opportunity. The value of time, how we use our time. See, 2020, I feel like there's some great things ahead. But there's some things that we all have to decide in our lives. Are we going to work towards those great things? Are we going to suit up? Are we going to show up even when I don't feel like it? Even when I don't feel like it. Whew. See, Ephesians 5:15. It says, be careful how you live. Be careful how you're going forward. You see, each day in this new year, we're going to be faced with choices and consequences. Each day, our blank page before us, we're going to write our choices for that day. We're going to write our choices. And see, the thing is, each choice has a consequence, good or bad. They affect that day. They affect your life. Every choice that you make going forward has echoes throughout eternity for you and for everyone around you. Get that. Every choice that you make echoes throughout eternity. Every moment that we have is all linked together in a greater plan. How are we going to use those moments? That's the question for 2020. How are we going to use that time? It says in Ephesians 5:15, we're going to go back to that. It says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Live like those that are wise. If you want to learn how to be wise, a couple months ago we spent several weeks on that. Go back. It's all posted on our website. Listen to those sermons on how to be wise. You see, that's why we upload them. That's why I take that time. Sometimes it may take me a couple days to get it up there, but that's why we put those, so you can learn from them again, so you can grow from them. You can use your time to fill, be filled with God. Verse 16, it says, and it goes on to say, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Make the most of every opportunity. We are faced with choices. There's a lot of evil in the world, but we have a lot of opportunities. If we'll open our eyes, we have a lot of opportunities to spread love, to spread God, to spread the gospel. He says, make the most of every opportunity. How are you going to make the most of all your opportunities? You're going to be sober. You're going to be vigilant. You're going to be awake. Stop running around filling your time with junk. Look, I love Netflix. I love me some Hulu. I love me some Disney Plus. Oh, yeah. But see, if I spend all my time doing those things, I'm wasting time. I'm wasting the precious time that God has given me every day where I could be ministering to someone. I could be doing something for someone else. I could be walking in the things of God. See, that's the thing. Redeem the time. In the King James version of that verse, it says to redeem the time. Get it back. Stop wasting it. And when it's time to go to bed, go to bed. Get off your phone. Stop stalking someone on Facebook. That wasn't directed at any one person. I'm just saying. But see, that's the thing. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Verse 17 says, don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Every day the Lord has things he wants you to do, but it's up to you to shut up and listen and walk. Shut up, listen, and walk in those things. Stop acting thoughtlessly. Stop just twiddling your thumbs, doing your thing. Verse 18, it goes on to say, don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill yourself up with Spirit. Verse 19, it goes on to say, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. See, it's saying, spend your time singing praises to God. Because you know, if you're using your mouth to praise God, you don't have time to tear someone else down. Ooh, get that. When you're spending your time and all of the words that are coming out of your mouth are praises unto God, you don't have time to spread drama. You don't have time to talk about folks. You don't have time to tear other people down. Because all the words are God. See, that's the thing. And importantly, verse 20, it says, give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks. Give thanks this year as we're going on. Give thanks to God. Because look, I stand before you today and I tell you, God has some amazing things set before us in 2020. I wholeheartedly believe that. As I search and spend time with God, I begin to catch that vision of there's great and mighty things just over the horizon. Just over the horizon, if we'll do what? Press forward, not go back. See, Ecclesiastes 3:11, it's one of my favorite verses, says, yet God made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. Anybody know what that means? He planted eternity in the human heart. What that's saying is, God planted something great and mighty down in our hearts. And it goes on to say, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. What it's saying is there, God has planted something great and mighty in each and every one of us. We may not see the beginning. We may not see the end of it, but it's there. If you listen, it's that gnawing, saying, there's something more that I need to be doing. There's something that I can do for Christ. It's that thought. It's that drawing. It's that God-shaped hole that each one of us are blessed with. And in 2020, I want us to begin to fill that God-shaped hole with God, not other things, not stuff, not people, but with God. See, it's getting a vision. Getting God's vision. Recognizing the vision that He's placing in your life. See, you have to see it in your heart. He's planted a vision with each of us. We've got to look down, begin to ask, where does that vision, what is the vision that I have? What is God's vision for 2020? What are things that I want to see in 2020? What are some of the things that I want to see happen in the future? Because see, in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, where there is no vision of God, people perish. And that word that is used there is people waste away. It's not talking about they don't physically die, they waste away. Because you know what's worse than death? Is a mundane life where you do the same thing every day over and over. That's worse than death. Because see, that's what it's saying there. Where there's no vision, where you don't have the vision of God, you're going to perish. You're going to be mundane. You're going to be ordinary. And God wants so much more than that. Yes. Stop being ordinary. See, in Habakkuk, I'm going to end off with this. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. It says this. I will stand upon my watch, and I will set upon the tower, and I will watch to see what He will say unto me. And the He there is God. I'm going to stand on the tower. I'm going to watch to see what God tells me. And I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2, it says, and the Lord answered me. So he's standing on the tower. He's watching for the things of God. He's saying, God, show me. Show up. What do you want? And the Lord said this. Write the vision. Make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. Write the vision down. If you've got a vision from God, write it down where you can see it. Don't leave it just in your heart where you can, oh, yeah, God wants me to do great things. No, plaster it on your walls. This is the vision that God has for me and my family. See, each one of you have a small blank page that you were handed. See, that small blank page is your 2020. What vision are you going to write on there? What are you going to write on there? What vision from God are you going to believe is going to come to pass on that blank page? Write the vision. Make it plain. So that he may run that reads it. See, when you've got a plain vision, you can run towards the vision. You know what the goal is, and you can run forward towards it. That's what God wants for us. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. See, some of the visions that are on my, that I've written down, they're not here yet. It's for an appointed time. They're not here yet, but what am I going to do? Am I going to cry because it's not here yet? Am I going to cry because one of my visions is my loved one saved and they're not saved yet? Am I going to cry and boohoo, or am I going to go forward in God? Or am I going to spread the light of God to them? Stop crying about yesterday and go forward today. That's what God wants for us in the 2020. Yesterday's gone. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie. The vision, when it comes to pass, everyone's going to see it. It's not going to be a lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. If your vision isn't here yet, the promises of God aren't here yet, wait for it. Praise Him in the hallway when the door to the room is shut. Praise Him in the hallway before you get there, because the shut door can sometimes mean more than an open door. It can be that direction. You see, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will come. Whatever you write on that page, whatever the vision, when you spend time with God, you begin to write those things and you begin to put those things before God. You say, God, this is my heart. This is your heart. You begin to look at it every day. This is my... Your story from yesterday is gone. Your story tomorrow is being written with every choice that we make. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. That's the 2020. That's the vision that I want you guys to capture. Get a hold of, and don't let go. Because there's things each and every one of us are believing for. They're not here yet, but they're coming. They're coming. Wait for it. Praise God while you're waiting. And always go forward. Amen. I know we've all got something that we're believing for, right? Yeah. If you've got something, let's stand up. We're going to pray that each one of those come to pass, all right? We're going to stand up. Bow your heads with me. Lord, you see each and every one of us here. Lord, you see those things that are in our heart. You see those visions that we have. Lord, I ask that you would help cause them to come to pass in 2020. Help your vision for our lives, our families, and our church to come to pass in 2020. And help us not to get discouraged as we wait for certain things. Help us to remember to praise you as we get up, as we go through our day, and as we lay down at night, to always have your word on our lips. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.